Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Go ahead, Candy, you go first.
What's up, guys? This is So Candy, and I am in the den with Lala on Power 904.
Yo, it's who it is, Trap Beckham. You already know, we live from the den with Nala on Power 904.
Duval! Yeah. Yes! I appreciate you guys. You guys will be in our next magazine, popping out in the covers, in the pages. New songs, we're going to be promoting you guys, so be on the lookout for that. And your interview will be dropping, and we'll be promoting you on the side. So,
hey,
I got it.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and I'm sitting here in the den with an artist by the name of So Candy, correct?
Yes.
All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do.
So I am an artist. I would say I'm a rap, singy, melodic rap artist.
Say that again.
I'm like a singy, rappy, melodic rap artist.
Okay.
Yeah, different. I am from a small town right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. It's called Fallon, Illinois. And, you know, just out here grinding, working on my craft every single day. And I'm excited to be here with you guys.
Okay, so how long have you been in the industry?
For about 6 years now. Yep, been trucking along for about 6 years.
Okay, so tell me, you said 6 years, and we're just not hearing about So Candy. So tell me, what was that inspiration or that spark in your life where you said, okay, I'm going to take this serious?
Making the Houston Texans cheerleading team. That just made my confidence level go through the roof. And I was like, I can do this. I can do anything. So, you know, after making the Texans, I decided to venture off into other, forms of like entertainment. But for myself, you know, when you're cheering for an organization like that, there's 34 other women on the team and you guys are kind of all doing, you know, the same for someone else. And I decided to, I wanted to be an entrepreneur and go for my passion and what I know and my brand. So.
I can relate. I was a cheerleader too.
Okay.
My whole high school year. So I understand standing out on your own, trying to be different.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Were you wearing like stunt and do all that kind of stuff?
I was a flyer.
You were a flyer?
Yes, I only weighed like 120-some pounds back then.
Yo, I've always wanted to be a flyer. I was a gymnast. So, like, flying was, like, I wanted to do that so bad, but I was too big. I always had to be the back spot. I could never be a flyer, so, yeah.
Uh-oh. You ain't missing nothing, girl. I got injured twice, got a busted chin, and got dropped. So, yeah. But I made it through. Yeah. So, okay, so tell me about your new song. Let's go back to the music. So tell me, you got this new song that we're pushing out right now called Taste Like Candy. Okay, so how did you come up with that title?
Actually, the title was called Candy at first. It wasn't even Taste Like Candy. It was just called Candy. And when we went through the clearance process, you know, they basically said, hey, you know, whoop-de-whoop, this is what we need to clear the record. This is how much percentage you guys get, this is how much percentage we get. And, oh, by the way, you got to change the name. You can't have just Candy. So it was a bummer because it was, like, it was so perfect. Like, Candy by So Candy, like, it's like my introduction record. It was perfect, but you know, we had to do what we were asked. So we changed the name to Taste Like Candy, just because that just made more sense. And they agreed with it. And that's how the name of the song came about.
Okay. So have we done any live performances with that song yet?
Oh man. I've been performing that song before it was out for a very long time. So yeah, I've done so many performances with that song.
And which ones would you say have been your best so far?
My best performance? I would have to say my last performance at South by Southwest was probably the best, because that's where TJ discovered me. And yeah, that's probably the most memorable for me. Or the first time me and Trap performed together was pretty cool too.
Okay, so being that you performed at Southwest by Southwest, and that was one of your biggest ones, what kind of experience did you experience there as an artist?
At South by Southwest, it was a great experience, man. Like, you know, it was my first South by Southwest. I'd never been, and I've heard about it my whole entire life. Like, since I was in high school, I heard South by Southwest, you know, and I never really went. And as an artist, I never went. Just because I never really had a team or anyone that was like, hey, you should do this. And I don't know, like, I don't want to go anywhere by myself, that kind of thing, you know? So when I went out to South by Southwest for the first time, two people encouraged me to go. My friend PBE Pluto, who I was working with a lot, doing a lot of shows with him at the time. And then Trap Beckham had asked me, he was like, yo, are you going to South by Southwest? So he had his fucking fest out there. And so when I was like, sure. So I made sure I was good. I paid my way to get there and all that kind of stuff. I have my hotel and stuff. And while I was out there, I was with PBE Pluto for some time. And then Trap invited me out to perform. And I just feel like everyone there was just like the crowd. There was a lot of artists there. There was a lot of networking. I met so many cool people. There was a bunch of executives, you know, and I got an opportunity to showcase my talent, and there was a really good response, because that's the record I was performing out of South by Southwest, and it was such a great response. And I found my manager. Like, my manager discovered me at South by Southwest. So it was an incredible experience, and it really catapulted my career. And if I were to like give anybody advice on like South by Southwest or if they should go or not, I would say absolutely, because I went out there not thinking my career would change. I just went out there just because, oh yeah, it's good experience. I'd never been before, but my whole career changed from South by Southwest.
That's what's up. So you mentioned that you perform with Trap Beckham. How is it working with TJ the DJ and Trap Beckham? How is it?
It's scary. It's very scary.
Scary?
And yeah, it's scary because, you know, my whole career, I've kind of... is Trap trying to get in the call?
We don't see him yet.
Okay, so it's scary because, you know, my whole entire career, I have been working kind of on my own. Everything I've done has been like just me trying to figure it out kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? And so when I started working with Trap, it was like, this is someone that's already been through the mud. You know what I'm saying? He's already been through the grind mode. He's already like has the accolades. I mean, Trap Beckham performed at Obama's house in front of Obama and Michelle Obama. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
right.
Yeah, he has like the accolades. He has plaques, you know? And then you have TJ that's like it's TJ Chapman. Like, he's literally every artist he discovers like blows up. So it's like, when I say it's scary, it's like, you know, I'm scared. I don't want to mess up. Like, I have a big opportunity here, and I have something that a lot of people don't get their whole entire career. There's people that beg TJ to manage them. There's people that beg Trap to sign him right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like crazy that I have this incredible opportunity right now, and it's scary. I just don't want to mess up. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So I know that Trap just joined us online.
Yeah.
What's up? All right. How you doing, Mr. Beckham?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Just trying to change my background.
What we got back there? What is that?
Moji Gang, that's the logo for my label. You know what I'm saying?
Moji Gang. So tell the people first before I get into this Moji Gang thing, who you are, which we most know in the South, who you are, what you doing, what you about.
Yeah, man, it's the King of Clubs. Who it is, Trap Beckham. Most people know me for my hit single, One Time for the Birthday Chick. A lot of people know me because the little booties matter. You know what I'm saying? Just basically always turning everybody up, always making club records and just a music hit. You know what I mean? I just love music.
That's what's up. So how long you been doing this and what got you inspired to continue to do what you do?
I mean, it's just a true hobby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like to do music. Even before I was getting paid to do music, it was like, yeah, I like to, you know, get in there, write a song, make a beat, whatever, just like to create, just to zone out. So, you know, every day is something. I think it's the new opportunities that kind of inspire me to go harder. You know, when you get an opportunity or something new or fresh come through, you be like, let's go. You be inspired to go harder, like Candy, like So Candy, you know. Right now she inspired me to, you know, become a better CEO and songwriter. So it's, you know what I'm saying, I'm just in a whole different bag.
You got somebody looking up to you now.
What's up? You know what I'm saying?
For real. You know what I mean? So tell me about Moji Gang. Is that what the label is that she's under?
Yes. So Moji Gang is the label I just started last year. Consists of four artists, engineer, and myself. And we just basically just get started. Our first single is Taste Like Candy. So we super excited to finally be having Motion with a song. And it's our first song, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what make it kind of cool. But yeah, man, shout out to the whole team. Mazi 336, Honcho Truth, Dom 2x, Kobe Mixed That, So Candy. You know what I'm saying? We all just putting in work and just working together and helping each other, like, you know, just do rap stuff.
So I got a question coming from the manager side. So as a manager, the first time that you seen your artist, So Candy, perform her song, what was your feedback or how did you like take it as seeing your artist on the other side, which is always you hyping up the club? Now you got an artist that's hyping up the club. How did you feel?
It always felt good because, you know, just see people have the reaction of the song off the rip and just people see they okay. You know, so that's always a good feeling. I always see it from a different angle because, like, most people get to see it and watch it. You know what I'm saying? I'm more so behind the scenes. So I feel like Will Smith and Carlton when you're
the hype man.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I get to have fun. So, yeah, it's always a good feeling.
That's what's up. So, as a manager and working with your artist, what are three things that you encourage your artist to do?
Record, make content, and comment back on Instagram, but she don't.
We're on the spot. So you said record. You got to specify record because we got a lot of artists that just record. You know, when you say record, do you mean just get in there and put something out and say, yo, DJ, run my stuff? Or what do you mean when you, as an artist, you say get in there and record?
I mean, just...
Because I can go record. I can record, right?
I mean, but you... As long as you record, you're getting better. You know, it don't matter how you record or why you're recording, just record.
Right, you know, okay.
Like, just hit the record button. It don't even matter what you record. Just Yeah, especially on these tracks, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know what's gonna come out of it, and that's how you accidentally make hits. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how we got the birthday chick.
Look, I was just drinking. I was drinking, and the DJ said one time for all the birthday chicks in the building. I said, "Dang!" I said, "Dang!"
Wow.
I said,
"Don't
make that." Yep.
You know what? And that's, I don't that's even know what to say. But that's true. That's true. And it's a hit. No matter where you go, you gotta play that song in the club, especially around the birthdays. It's the number one hit. You hear it every day. So okay, so leave me. Where did Candy go? She gone. She on mute.
Hi.
She in there.
Miss Candy.
Yes.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Well, I really don't have a question. I have a wild card moment right here in the den sometimes, and I get a little excited when I get artists in here and I feel like they got potential. And coming from where you come from, I feel like you can drop me a 16 bar.
What?
On our radar. Can you do that? Can I get a freestyle? Can I get 16 bars?
You got something in the chamber with you?
I got what?
16 bars.
You got something in the chamber, you feel like that? Yeah, all right, what's your move? What's your move?
I don't know. I don't like this on the spot. At all.
I don't know, man. What do you, I mean?
Help her out, Trev.
Because she know how we freestyle. I start saying anything. Look, I hop up on it and get the slide.
Let me hear from the boss as an example.
Look, I hop up on the Zoom, get the slide. Yeah, I hop up on it, get the vibe. Yeah, I like the way it's really going. What we talking about, I ain't even much knowing.
Okay. Hey, I hopped up on
this.
I hopped up on the Zoom and get to slide in. Yeah, we on this bitch and we vibe in. Power 904, they just tried me.
Yeah. I can work with that. I like it. It you was put on the spot. So most people, like you said, you don't like to be put on the spot, but that's the whole point. And I feel like as an artist, you should be ready at all times because you never know what's gonna happen. You feel me? Yeah. Gotta be ready.
I think my lesson in freestyling is just have fun with it. Just talk about, you know, what's going on and just rhyme. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with it. You know, I used to try to be too serious when it came to freestyling or interviews. One time I was on Sway in the morning. And it was like, you know, boom, you know, Sway gonna put you on the spot every time. and I had a couple writtens in my head. You know, I had some stuff on the beat. But the beat that he played, it was like, dang, none of this shit gonna really beat. So I'm trying to squeeze these raps in on this beat, and I just ended up just bombing it. I'm just like, you know what, from now on, I'm just gonna freestyle like I'm with the guys. Take a shot, boop, just start talking, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how you do it. Just, you know, make it look good, you know. You could have rapped about that table you sitting at and made it sound good.
But all of those rappers though, they be rapping written, and they're so good at doing it. It's like, that's what makes the best the best. Because they go in there and like, it's like, there's no way that's coming off the top. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't supposed to tell that secret trap. You weren't supposed to tell that.
There's no way that's coming off the top. They writing it. But they know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's cool. You know, everybody not built for that. A lot of songs, you know, rapping is really young. Rapping by 50 years old. You know, hip-hop is like 50. Right. Maybe 51. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's more so about, you know, making songs and songwriting. And that's what I be on. And I'm sure that's what Candy is on. So it's like, you know, when it comes to freestyle, I just have fun with it. I don't try to be too raw.
I mean, I don't remember the last time I wrote a rap verse. Like, I've just been doing singing stuff for beginning of the year. So
I'm going to be looking for you in one of your concerts one time, and you're going to be like, yo, DJ, cut the mic, and you just going to rip it.
Oh. We do that all the time. Every show, we gonna do that every show anyway. You know, it's just like, you know, it'd be like that, oh yeah, that cypher freestyle type shit, you know.
Right.
It's cool, but I think that, you know, I told Candy to stop telling people she a rapper. I said, just tell people you're an artist, you're a pop star, you're a pop artist.
Yeah, well, sing me some. Let me get some Christina Aguilera up in here somewhere.
I think you should sing your single.
We got a new single.
Oh, Candy.
We get the exclusives right here in the den. So go on and let me hear a little bit.
You got them in the tub. You can pick any one.
I'm gonna sing.
Just Candy. Sing it.
I call him Daddy. He love it when I pull up with no pennies. Let him give us snoopy teeth like candy. This party's starting now. It's the same feeling I always seen at you when I'm drunk.
I'm so glad you saw that, because I thought that was all auto-tune.
No, silly, chop out the rope.
Hey.
Yes, okay. Okay, don't let me hype y'all up too much, okay? Okay, so Candy, before we go.
Yeah.
My last question for you as an artist, being that you've been out and you're like one of the hottest female rappers right now, and it's not a lot of hot female rappers out. Give me some of the biggest obstacles that you came through and how you've gotten over them.
I would say the like weirdos, like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that don't really understand what women go through in the industry, like, for real. Before I started working with Trap and TJ, I don't think they even understood the severity of, like, how crazy it gets, you know? So just keeping it cool with everybody, making sure you maintain your relationships, even in the midst of, like, sometimes it can get a little weird, you know? So I think that, and just continuing to persevere throughout, you know, all the trials and tribulations. Like, there's a lot of bad things that have happened to me, like financially, mentally, emotionally, you know, things like that. And I think that being able to continue to try to succeed in this game is something that's difficult. A lot of the things that I've been through, it's crazy that I'm still here trying, like, you know what I'm saying? Because
I'm glad to see it's a female still trying, and you lit.
Yeah. So I think those are like the two biggest things for me.
Okay. So you said that things get a little weird. I just want to go back to that. What do you mean when things get a little weird? Just give me one example. You ain't got to give a lot.
I mean, it's this music is the only difference between this and corporate America is you're not clocking in every day, you know? So right. Like, just like at any other job where there's, you know, women and men, things can get weird. It's the same thing at school, you know. So just any type of like weird behavior, I guess, is
basically these niggas are thirsty.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want
to say it, girl. Just say it.
Go there, but like,
they're thirsty. they're aggressively thirsty, and they go to the ODN sometimes, and they, you know, and some of the things they DM her, it'd be like, yo, why you said that now? That's a little too graphic, you know. They get a little too graphic in there, man, you know.
They
but,
do.
I don't know. But it's crazy because they work in the industry.
So.
It's crazier because they work in the industry, and you got to kind of network and rub elbows around these people. And it's like, bro, whoa, we didn't even know you was on that type of time. You know what I mean? Yo. Relax.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, I feel like I definitely feel bad for women. I feel like every woman in the industry, I see why I've never seen a group of all women, because you need men to block men. You need men to block men. Like, you ain't gonna block no men if it's all women. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna be like, hey, got dudes around.
But that's real.
You know, you can keep yeah. the rest of the world away from the prized possession, because they constantly every day, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, the thirst is real.
And you have to know how to move, because like it might be somebody that you need in the future. You know what I'm saying? That's actually that way towards you. So you can't ruin a relationship, but at the same time, you have to figure out a way to have that fine line between like, hey, like, yeah, I'm on that type of time, or like, no, let's keep it business.
This is business.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Like that's hard to navigate.
And don't never let like that, like, because people try to use that and manipulate people into stuff they don't even want to do just because they care about their career so much. And it's like, dude, like that's not cool. You know what I mean?
If I gotta do that, I'm straight.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I get it.
But it's a lot of women who got to, you know, but millions of women who don't, you know what I'm saying?
And we don't have to.
Yeah.
Just gotta be smart about it.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what's up. I really appreciate you guys for coming and taking the time out of your day. I am honored to even get you guys with the busy schedules that you got. The same time last year, Trap, I was trying to get your interview. I was in Orlando. It didn't happen. So this is like a milestone for me. Just so you know, I did it. I made it.
Let's go.
I got it. Yes. So before you guys go, I want you guys to do a drop for me. You can do it together or separate. You can say, yo, this your boy Trap. This is So Candy, and I'm in the den with Nala on Power 904.
Go ahead, Candy, you go first.
What's up, guys? This is So Candy, and I am in the den with Lala on Power 904.
Yo, it's who it is, Trap Beckham. You already know. We live from the den with Nala on Power 904.
Duval. Yes. I appreciate you guys. You guys will be in our next magazine, popping out in the covers, in the pages. New songs, we're going to be promoting you guys. So be on the lookout for that. And your interview will be dropping, and we'll be promoting you on the side. So
hey,
I got it.
Appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
What's up, you guys? This your girl, Nala, right here in the den, all the way from Georgia to Florida on Power 904. Yes, make sure you stay tuned in with us this year, because we got so much new stuff coming in. Like I always tell y'all, you don't want to miss this.